Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. He should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastras should be the servants of these two principles. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This verse is a quotation from the Padma Purana. There are many regulative principles in the Shastras and directions given by the spiritual master. These regulative principles should act as servants of the basic principle. That is, one should always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is possible when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, one must strictly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 24 hours daily. One may have other duties. One may have other duties to perform under the direction of the spiritual master, but he must first abide by the spiritual master's order to chant a certain number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have recommended that the neophyte chant at least 16 rounds. This chanting of 16 rounds is absolutely necessary if one wants to remember Krishna and not forget him. Of all the regulative principles, the spiritual master's order to chant at least 16 rounds is most essential. One may sell books, or enlist life members, or render some other service, but these duties are not ordinary duties. These duties serve as an impetus for remembering Krishna. When one goes out with a Sankirtan party or sells books, he naturally remembers that he is going to sell Krishna's books. In this way, he is remembering Krishna. When one goes to enlist a life member, he talks about Krishna and thereby remembers him. Smaratavya satatam Vishnur Vismaratavyo Najatujit. The conclusion is that one must act in such a way that he will always remember Krishna, and one must refrain from doing things that make him forget Krishna. These two principles form the basic background of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. He should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastras should be the servants of these two principles. Very honored and grateful to be among you today. Thank you. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 22, Verse 1, 1-3. This chapter is entitled The Process of Devotional Service. This section of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is personally bringing each and every one of us into the presence of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Sanatan Goswami. We are here. on the banks of the river Ganga, Ganges, in Varanasi, listening to the conversation of Sanatan Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Transcendental sound vibration is above and beyond all the material limitations, geography, or even time. By Srila Prabhupada's compassion, his great concern for all living beings, he's given us Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with this complete conviction that these shastras, these scriptures, are living. They are historical in one sense, but they are living ever in the present moment. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are nitya lila, they are eternal. And whenever they are spoken or heard with sincerity and faith, then those pastimes are being enacted in the hearts of those devotees who are participating. But in order to hear properly, we must follow in the footsteps of those who are hearing in the Shastra. Srila Prabhupada taught us, if we truly want to understand Bhagavad Gita, we must follow in the footsteps by imbibing the spirit of Arjuna. He wasn't just coming to take notes for a class he was going to give the next day. He wasn't coming out of curiosity to hear, you know, what Krishna has to say today. Wasn't a pious activity. It was the most important, urgent necessity of his life. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Garbanya doso bahata svabhava. With a spirit to serve, with a spirit to follow, to take shelter and hear this message. Srila Prabhupada told our dear God brother Hayagriva Prabhu that there is absolutely no difference between Krishna speaking Arjuna, Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and me speaking Bhagavad Gita to you. But in order to understand that, to realize that, we must understand how this is the most important necessity of my life. When you're starving of food and water in a desert, you're not really very concerned with the daily gossip on the internet. It means nothing to you. You need water. It's life or death. Hearing and chanting is the water and the food that nourishes our souls. Our souls are starving for this. And by Krishna's mercy, the material world has been constructed in such a way to give us the opportunity to understand that. Just about 3 days ago, I was listening to a recorded lecture of Srila Prabhupada. He was speaking from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is where Parikshit Maharaj begins to ask his serious questions to Shukadev Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada was highlighting how Parikshit Maharaj, he knew he had only 7 days to live. There was nothing in his mind that was more important than to give his life to Krishna during these last 7 days. And the process was to be in the association of great souls and to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada made a well-known remark that he spoke many times. Parikshit Maharaj knew he had 7 days. He was assured 7 days. But there is not a single person in this world that knows for sure that they have 7 days. Then he cited from the Mahabharata, where a yaksha, he asked Yudhisthira Maharaj a series of questions. Because Yudhisthira Maharaj was really thirsty. And the yaksha said, "You cannot drink the water till you answer my questions." And when you're really thirsty, sometimes you're not thinking logically. He was dying of thirst. Arjuna, Bhima, Nakula, Sahadev, they couldn't wait to answer questions. They went to drink the water. And they all fell unconscious. It appeared they were dead. But Yudhisthira, mouth parched, desperately needing water, he turned to the yaksha and said, "Please ask your questions." And one of those questions, what is the most amazing thing in all of this creation? Yudhisthira Maharaj said, "The most amazing thing is we see death all around us. So many people have died. So many people are dying. Everyone will die. But yet we're thinking, I'm not going to die yet." Srila Prabhupada clarified that this does not mean that such a person thinks he'll never die. But he's not taking it serious at the present moment that it could be. This is the most amazing thing. And that yaksha was Yamaraj in disguise. So if anyone knows about death in this material world, it's Yamaraj. And he understood what Yudhisthira is saying is the truth. It is the most amazing thing in creation. Sanatana Goswami, how he valued the knowledge he's being given. We cannot imitate him, but we can imbibe his spirit. He was the prime minister of an entire kingdom. He had such enormous wealth, beautiful palaces, incredible estates. As far as money goes, he could do anything he wanted with the money he had. He wanted to invite scholars to discuss the scriptures. He built a beautiful assembly house. Wonderful, wonderful guest facilities for all the scholars. He arranged for each and every one of them to have their own personal assistance. He was feeling separation from Vrindavan. He built a Nava Vrindavan. According to Bhakti Ratnakar, he built a new Vrindavan. in Ramakali, where he was living, along with Rupa Goswami. He had power, jewels, everything. But he left it because he was so eager to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa Goswami just left, along with their younger brother, Anupam. Sanatan Goswami, he was willing to be put in prison. And if you go to Ramkeli, that prison cell is still there. You can see. These days, if a prime minister gets put in prison, or a wealthy person, it's usually, you know, upper class facilities. But he was put in an underground dungeon, and he was shackled with chains. Practically starving. He was willing to endure that. And then by his good intelligence, he somehow or other escaped from the prison. And one day he's the prime minister, the most popular and powerful person in the entire kingdom. And the next day, he's a fugitive. He's wearing nothing but rags. He's emaciated. He's dirty from living in an underground hole. And he's running through the jungles, trying to escape. And in Varanasi, he meets with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was on his way. He was going to meet Lord Chaitanya in Vrindavan. But Lord Chaitanya had already been in Vrindavan for 2 months, and now he was on his way back. So he missed the chance of being in Lord Chaitanya's presence in Vrindavan. But he met him in Varanasi, which was at that time the capital of the Mayavad conceptions. It was very different than his hopes of seeing Lord Chaitanya in Vrindavan. But wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, that is Vrindavan. For 2 months, every day, all day, Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatan Goswami. The beginning of the teachings is Srila Sanatan Goswami is offering his prostrated obeisances, dandavats. He was so humble. He didn't even feel the strength to stand up in the presence of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya had to lift him up and embrace him. Please don't imitate that. Because he meant it from the core of his heart. And Lord Chaitanya recognized that. Sanatan Goswami, he said to Lord Chaitanya that I am in such a suffering, miserable situation. I do not know who I am. I do not know why I am suffering these threefold miseries, miseries connected to the body, miseries inflicted by other living beings, or those from natural disturbances. And yet, I have the audacity, the ego, that people call me a great learned scholar, a pundit, and I believe them. But I don't even know who I am. I don't even know what my real purpose of life is. I've come to you, surrendering to take shelter. Please instruct me. This is the same mood in which Arjuna inquired from Krishna in Kurukshetra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responded, telling Sanatana Goswami, please, don't speak this way. Your humility is breaking my heart. Breaking the heart of the Lord. What is in the heart of Lord Chaitanya? Radha Bhava Duti Supalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Krishna has come in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the loving, ecstatic sentiments of Sri Radharani. The ultimate supreme love. He's the Chanda Avatar. He's come in a beautiful golden complexion, Sri Radha's complexion, to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love, to understand the happiness she feels when she tastes the sweetness of his love. To understand what it is about himself that gives Sri Radharani an unparalleled happiness that he cannot even conceive. This is the innermost secret of all secrets that's within his heart. Sanatana Goswami's humility broke his heart. He broke over in that treasure chest for that treasure could just flow out through the words of Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami that you are fit to be my guru. You already know everything. But just for the sake of strictness, you are humbling yourself in this way and inquiring from me. Sanatana Goswami, he could not accept that. I don't know anything. This is knowledge. Knowledge is sometimes compared to light. If you're in total darkness and you light a candle, it really makes a big difference. It illuminates the room. But if you take that same candle at noon, in one of those rare days in London when it's no clouds, and you offer that candle to the sun, it's insignificant. It's the same light, but it's relative. So when we feel ourselves in the presence of Krishna, mamaivam so jiva loke jiva buddha sanatana, we are infinitesimals, part and parcels of Krishna, eternal servants of Krishna forever. That is our eternal nature. When we're among people who are in darkness, and when we ourselves are very much in darkness, if we have a little knowledge, we think, oh, just see how much I know. See how many verses I can quote. See how many stories I can tell. See how much philosophy and logic I can defeat my opponents with. See how wise and practical I am and how I can guide people in their everyday lives. And we all have our... Prabhupada has given us all light. He's given us infinite light. Because it's coming from the infinite. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjana bhavashani chabutani mam tu vedana kashjana. Krishna tells, I know everything that's happened in the past. I know all things that are happening now. I know everything that will ever happen in the future. I know intimately, intricately, every thought, every action,
every word of every living being of all species throughout all existence. I'm seated in everyone's heart. Vedaischa sarvaham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda vedeva chaham. I am the knower of the Vedas. I'm the author of the Vedas. By all the Vedas am I to be known. Aham sarvasya prabhava manta sarvam pravartate. I'm the source of all spiritual and material worlds. What is Krishna's knowledge? We could be proud if we compare ourselves to other beings here. Or we could be depressed because we just don't know enough. But we're in the presence of Krishna. We realize we're insignificant. But that doesn't make us sad. That makes us happy. It makes us supremely happy. Because our happiness is in Krishna's infinite glories. Our happiness is no longer in what I can do. Our happiness is in what Krishna could do. We like to tell our own what I have done, what I have accomplished. But when we taste the param drishtva nivartate, the higher experience of hearing and talking about Krishna's lila, it's infinite. Chanting Krishna's names, it's ever increasing. So the more we actually have an experience of God, a true experience of God, the humbler we become. Krishna's glories, Lord Chaitanya said, it's like an ocean with no shores and no bottom. It's limitless. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he compares Krishna's glory to the entire space of all spiritual and material worlds, the sky. And the best we could be is a little bird. Some birds fly higher than other birds, but how much of the infinite sky can a bird cover? So how much can we know Krishna? Only to whatever extent Krishna reveals himself to us. Lord Chaitanya said that experience of happiness and that knowledge of Krishna, even one portion of a drop from that ocean can completely flood the entire universe. That's Krishna. Sanatana Goswami was standing before Krishna as Lord Chaitanya. He understood by Lord Chaitanya's mercy who he was, and therefore he felt himself to be most insignificant. This is true, genuine humility. Lord Chaitanya begins his extensive teachings with a simple foundational principle. Jivara Swarupoi Krishnara Nityadas. Our eternal constitutional nature is that we are servants of Krishna. Then he built this entire philosophy on that simple foundation. And of all the recorded instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke to Rupa Goswami at Prayag for about 10 days. At the banks of the Godavari River in Kavur, Vidyanagar, he spoke to Sri Ramananda Rai. In Varanasi,
He had a historical discussion with Prakashananda Saraswati in Puri with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. These are some of the most described dialogues Lord Chaitanya had. But far more in depth is our Sanatan Shiksha. For 2 months, in Srila Prabhupada's original Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the instructions to Sanatan Goswami covered several volumes. In today's verse, Lord Chaitanya is encapsulating everything in the most simple and profound way. He is quoting from Padma Purana. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. He should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastras should be the servants of these two principles. To always remember Krishna, to never forget Krishna. Whenever there was an occasion of devotees taking vows for initiation, for marriage, Srila Prabhupada would commence the occasion with the recitation of the verse Om Pavitra Pavitrova Sarvavastam Gatopisma Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sabhayabhyantara Suchi. That whether one is in a pure state or an impure state, or even having passed through all situations of life, if one remembers the very beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes purified both within and without. The essence of everything, to remember Krishna, because Krishna is pavitra. He is supremely pure. And whatever comes in contact with Krishna becomes purified. Srila Prabhupada gives examples of fire. If you put an iron rod in fire, it becomes red and hot like fire because of the association. Put that iron rod in ice and it becomes cold like ice. So when we remember Krishna, we are in the presence of Krishna. Krishna is not different than any of the transcendental means by which he helps us to remember him. The deities of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Radha Landaneshwar, Krishna has appeared in these forms. Sri Radha is present. And by seeing the deities, by remembering the deities, by praying to the deities, we are in a direct connection with Krishna. But it must be done through the grace of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. The greatest friendship we can extend to one another is to help each other remember Krishna. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Man manabhava mad bhakto madhyashim nam namaskuru. This is the spirit of surrender, to always think of Krishna. Become his devotee, worship him, offer homage unto him. In this way, Krishna says, you will come to me without fail. Antakali chamamevas manan mukva kalevaram. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, one who remembers me at the time of death will attain me without fail.
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tijatyante kalevaram tam tam evaite konte asadatat bhava bhavataha.
Whatever we remember at the time of death, that we will attain. Srila Prabhupada, in this wonderful purport, is on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, giving us this most treasured gift of the most simple and directly accessible way of remembering Krishna in any circumstance, by chanting Krishna's names. Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shaktis. Krishna is personally present in his name with all of his potencies. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur told that simply by taking shelter of Krishna's name attentively without offense, one becomes purified. Cheto tarpanam marjanam bhava mahadavagni nivapanam. And as we become purified, Krishna reveals through his name. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigrahi, his eternal threefold bending form, his qualities, his pastimes, his eternal associates, his transcendental abode of Vrindavan. If we simply learn how to chant the holy names with this type of sincerity and attention in a service attitude, through the name Krishna reveals everything. Srila Prabhupada had such total faith in the name of Krishna, the power of the name of Krishna, which is not different from Krishna, to purify the hearts even of the lowest persons. And that was the basis of the Hare Krishna movement. Dina hina yata chilo harinamu tharilo tarasakshi jagai madai. Narottam Das Thakur has prayed that the power of the holy name can deliver anyone, everyone. And the testimony of this is Jagai and Madhai. Next week is the appearance day of Lord Balaramji. Prajendra Nandana Jay Sachi Shuta Hoiloshe Balarama Hoilo Nitai. The son of Nanda Maharaj, Shyam Sundar, Gokulananda, Krishna, has appeared as the son of Sachi. And Balaram appears as Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he gives us a glimpse of the background to this historical event of the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. And in doing so, is giving ultimate hope for everyone. That beautiful prayer. Nadiya godrume nityananda mahajan pratyache namahata jivira karan. Sri Nityananda Prabhu has opened up a marketplace of the holy names to deliver to the highest destination of transcendental happiness even the lowest, most fallen and confused jivas of this Kali Yuga. Lord Chaitanya called for Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu and said, I want you to go into the streets and the villages of Nadia and Navadweep. Everyone you meet at the bathing ghats, at their homes,
in the shopping places, and simply give them this message. Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Siksha. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur would go to people's homes, to Brahmins' homes. To business people's homes, to homes that were considered by the society to be untouchables. They did not discriminate who was fit, who was unfit, which place was suitable, which place was unsuitable. They were simply giving, and the only qualification was to sincerely accept. They would go to someone's house, and with tears in their eyes, folded palms, after bowing down to these people, they would give this message of Lord Chaitanya. Chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna, and accept the instructions of Krishna. Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Siksha. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Sarvadan. Krishna is your eternal true mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the treasure of your life. Jivedoya Krishna Nama Sarvadharmasar. To be an instrument of compassion to the fallen souls. To take shelter of Krishna's holy names. These two comprise the very essence of all dharma, of all religion, of all occupation. It's very simple. But we are endlessly being distracted. In this world, Maya, the illusory energy, is constantly engaged in convincing us of other alternatives, giving such value and importance to these alternatives. But truly, just to remember Krishna is the treasure of our life. In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear the story of Prahlad Maharaj. He was the embodiment of the perfection of life that is attained through remembering Krishna, Smaranam. After Narada Muni tells Yudhisthira Maharaj this whole story about little Prahlad, the son of Hiranyakashipu, he had so many troubles. Nothing was easy for him. 5-year-old boy, he could have just minded his own business. But he was so compassionate. Every time his father would ask him, you know, please tell me, what is the best thing you learned in school? Prahlad could have said, mathematics. And his father would have been very happy. Oh, the whole kingdom is yours. But little Prahlad was so, he didn't want to mislead his father. Because he was tasting the sweetness of bhakti, he had to share it. That's the nature. If you're tasting the sweetness of bhakti, you want to share it. Because it's the nature of the soul to please Krishna. And there's nothing that pleases Krishna than giving others Krishna by helping them remember Krishna. He told his father that you are in a deep, dark well. But there's only suffering.
Hidvatvakutupam. He said, unless you take shelter of Krishna and go to Vrindavan, there's no hope for you. Actually, my father, you're hopeless unless you completely cover your body, you bathe your body in the dust of the feet of those who love Krishna and have no material attachments. This was the ultimate insult to Hiranyakashipu. He tried to kill Prahlad. Prahlad didn't try to defend himself. There was the most powerful military in the entire universe is at the hands of Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu himself, he raised his eyebrows and the demigods would run away in fear. So powerful. Little Prahlad is preaching to his father, just remember Krishna and you will be happy. So after telling this wonderful story of Prahlad, Narada Muni, who is Prahlad's guru? This is something so wonderful. When Prahlad was just an embryo in the womb of his mother, Narada Muni saved his life. Literally. Indra and the Devatas had his mother captive. And as soon as Prahlad was born, they were going to murder him. But Narada Muni came and said, no, this little child is a Mahabhagavat. Let me take care of them. And Narada Muni instructed Prahlad and his mother, and his Prahlad heard everything in the womb. He owed everything to Narada Muni. But yet Narada Muni is so much with his heart of hearts, putting himself in a lower position than Prahlad, although he's his guru. He's praising. He says to Yudhisthira Maharaj, that wherever there's great persons who are discussing the highest truths, the topic of Prahlad will be there. He didn't say the topic of me will be there. What did Prahlad do? He simply remembered Krishna always. Narada Muni